Amy, thanks for joining me on In Business. You're very welcome to the show.
Thanks very much, Amber. Delighted to be here.
Delighted to have you on. So to start off, Amy, I'm going to get you to tell us a little bit about yourself and your background firstly.
I'm from Ballinskellig in South Kerry, and I've a portfolio career. I've worked across a number of different sectors and in different areas, from communications to raising funds, across operations and then sustainability as well. And I've been very fortunate to work with brilliant companies, from social enterprise to leading academic institutions in Ireland, but then as well across pharma, circularity, and even energy trading across Ireland.
Fantastic. A great portfolio there and a great background. You've launched your own business now, and it's a new consultancy business. Explain to us, I suppose, what prompted you to set this up in the first place and a little bit about what you offer.
Yeah, so I suppose halfway through last year, I took a step back and I was looking at my career and the economy in Ireland and where I could offer the most value. And when you look at it at a basic level, there's nearly 30,000 SMEs in the country, representing about 1.3 million people who are employed by those SMEs. And I've been on both sides of that, services into them, but also accessing services as an SME. And what I'm seeing is that just the cost of accessing external expertise is just prohibitive, and it can have detrimental effects on cash flow and profitability. And especially when you're looking at the core aspects of a business. So the likes of selecting the best talent and keeping them within the business, it can cost anywhere between 15 to 30% of the first year salary to find the right person for your business. It could cost up to €10,000 to replace someone when they leave your business. And what we're seeing is a growing trend, and we'll see it this week as well as part of the Hotel Federation's conference in Killarney, is that sustainability is a key issue for most businesses, in particular SMEs in Ireland. About 40% of SMEs are saying that, you know, trying to satisfy stakeholder needs is driving their investment in sustainability. And then 50% of those are saying it's really to try and reduce costs. And when you look externally to try and get that support, you know, trying to bring that into your business, I've seen quotes of 10, 15, 20,000 going into small and medium-sized businesses. And it's just not realistic. Small and medium-sized businesses do for individuals and for the economy in Ireland. I suppose I feel like we can be a bit more efficient and lean about how we support them in, you know, finding the best talent and being more sustainable across the business.
Okay, fantastic. And I suppose, in what ways then do you help SMEs improve their performance when they come to you and they seek that help, Amy?
Yeah, so there's a number of different ways, looking across the employee life cycle. So from the first moment someone hears about your business, right through to them being employed and developed within your business, and even the slightly uncomfortable part that some people don't like to talk about, when someone is leaving your business, how do you turn them into an advocate? So from, I suppose, very tactical point of view, supporting management teams in a module called Selecting the Best. So how to identify and recruit and bring in the best talent into your business, as well as leading management supports as well. So what we see is about 80% of businesses in Ireland recognise the importance of strategy and management development, but only about 40% will invest in it. And why? To keep the best people in your business and to be innovative and compete with other people within your sector. So I deliver supports around coaching and mentoring as well for managers on the talent side of it. And then around the sustainability side, I look at it through the corporate social responsibility lens. So a bit more of the fun side of sustainability by doing projects that are fit for purpose. So you hear an awful lot about carbon at the moment. There are some great free resources for SMEs to use to measure their carbon footprint. I'm more interested in looking at what will actually deliver value. It's one thing for someone to come in and create a strategy for your business. I prefer to come in and actually help you execute that strategy. So what does it look like day to day for your business?
Okay, fantastic. And there's lots for businesses, I suppose, to take on there from what you've said as well. But there's lots of struggles, I suppose, that are impacting businesses at the moment as well. Would you give us maybe some examples of some of the issues or the problems that businesses are coming to you with that are seeking help? I suppose maybe some of the common ones that you're coming across, Amy.
Yeah, the common ones, you know, look, we're all talking about AI, but look, at the core of it, businesses are built for and by people. It's being able to get the right people. I've had a number of different, I've spent the last year speaking to different business owners, and one of the biggest problems is trying to find the best people. And look, there's a few things that go into that. It's obviously, look, where are you advertising and are you being clear around what the expectations are? What I often find is that people will tell you who they are throughout the interview process. It's up to you whether or not you're able to recognize it. And that's where, you know, making sure that you're clear around your values in your business are aligned with what you're looking for from an individual. So finding the right people is one of the bigger ones. And then, of course, the cost of doing business. And that's where efficiency comes into your operations. It is obviously in your people management side, but it's right across your supply chain as well. So where are you sourcing your goods from? Who are you actually working with? Is there good kind of ethical practices throughout the supply chain? It is quite unique to each business. People and operations would be the two biggest ones in terms of, I suppose, finding the best people and keeping them, but then also being able to make sure that you're not overspending in certain areas or there's not hidden costs throughout your business.
Yeah, that's very true. And Amy, I know we were speaking as well, I suppose, in advance of the interview, and you were saying to me that, you know, unclear systems and assumptions can limit capable people as well. And I know you've spoken in the last few minutes as well about being clear, I suppose, and having clear policies in place as well. You're visually impaired yourself, and you say that you've experienced firsthand the impact of those kind of unclear systems and assumptions. Can you talk us through that, I suppose, and what you noticed from your own experience?
Yeah, 100%. So I suppose I quite literally see the world differently being visually impaired. And it has been, I suppose, great in terms of my career because I take quite a unique perspective. I'm very much passionate and focused on how someone will use something within a business because it has affected me personally. So, you know, I've spoken an awful lot about getting the right people into your business. So naturally, when someone new comes into your business, we all jump to what happens the first day that they're on the job. So we think about the desk or the laptop and the phone, and they're all very important administrative pieces that have to happen. The way that I look at it is, right, who are they going to meet? Do they understand who they go to when they have a question or an issue? Do they know basic things like where the bathroom is? When you take everything and look at it through a people and operations perspective, it allows you to create a system or a flow that someone can easily go through it. I've been very lucky that I've worked in some really brilliant organizations that I've been very upfront about being visually impaired, and they've embraced diversity, equity and inclusion within their business. And it's a part of what I do. It's trying to help businesses to see talent in a different way. We have phenomenal supports in this country for businesses. One of them is called the wage subsidy scheme, where the employer will receive a grant to go towards the cost of someone's salary when they have a disability. And, you know, people with disabilities in Ireland, they're twice as likely to be unemployed compared to their non-disabled peers, which means that there's a huge talent pool out there for businesses to access, not only in terms of diversity of perspective, but also they'll get a bit of financial relief as well towards people's salary. So you're getting great people in the door. People with disabilities, we tend to be more loyal to employers because we do tend to have a bit of a struggle getting in the door. But then, you know, we bring a unique perspective to the company as well. And sure, look, we're all looking for that competitive edge in business.
Absolutely. And everyone has something different to bring as well, you know, despite their background or their circumstances as well. And it's important that they're given the chance, I suppose, and the businesses are open to it as well, isn't it, Amy?
Absolutely. And I think it's just about looking beyond the stereotype. You know, when you hear that someone's visually impaired, you know, you might have preconceived notions about what that is. But as I said earlier, you know, I've worked in all different areas, from pharmaceuticals to communications. You don't have to look or behave or be able to do things in a particular way to be able to fulfill your full potential and contribute to a business.
Absolutely. And how has your own business, AFOX Consulting, how has it been going since you set up, Amy?
Well, we're only just getting going now as of the start of February. So it's going pretty good. My focus on the moment is trying to get to as many businesses as possible and make sure that they understand the value that we're offering in terms of people and operations, and then working on some retainer projects then to make sure that people within businesses are getting the skills and the expertise that they need in a way that's not going to cost the sun, moon and stars, and that they can get access to the best people and reduce costs across the business.
Brilliant. And I know the aim for you as well is to work with businesses, obviously here in Ireland, but across the UK as well. That's kind of your goal, I suppose.
It is, yeah. I suppose, you know, Irish businesses, we've travelled all around the world and gotten huge investment in the last couple of years. But I think we do things a little bit differently in Ireland. We tend to listen a bit better, I find, not saying anything negative about anyone else. We listen very well and we create great structures and relationships. And I suppose for me, I do think that the cost of accessing expertise has gotten too high for small and medium businesses. And it's not just unique to Ireland.
Brilliant. And it sounds like that you really enjoy what you do as well, and you love providing, I suppose, that support and that help to businesses and to help SMEs, I suppose, improve their performance and get the best out of everyone that they have working for them. It sounds like it's something that brings you great joy.
Oh, absolutely. And at the core of what I do, when I talk about strategy and people and operations, and, you know, I tend to get into a bit too much jargon, the reality is when people feel good, they perform at their best. And that is what has driven me to set up this business and to try and support as many businesses as possible. We spend an awful lot of our time working, and I want to make sure, are you enjoying that? But the people that you're employing are also enjoying it, because they will have a better overall experience within your business, but the performance shows at the end of the day.
It certainly does. And just before we finish up, Amy, if anyone's listening and they want to find out a little bit more about your business, do you have a website, or where can they find out more?
Yep. So if anyone would like to reach out, they can email me by emailing hello@afox.ie, or they can visit the website www.afox.ie.
Fantastic. Well, look, it sounds like it's going to be a great success, and you've lots of work put in there and lots of expertise as well. But thanks for taking the time to come on the show and to talk us through it, and the best of luck into the future.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Amber. Have a great day.